This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri. The President will confer 65 Padma Awards today. This year, the government has announced a total of 131 Padma Awards. This include 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan, and 113 Padma Shri Awards. Among the awardees, 19 are women, while 16 individuals will be awarded posthumously. The Padma Awards, namely Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri, are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. Tennis legend Vijay Amritraj, actor Mammootty, playback singer Alka Yagnik, and cricketer Rohit Sharma are among 65 prominent personalities who will receive the Padma Awards from the President today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tribute to Dr. Syama Prasad Mukherjee on his martyrdom today. In a social media post, the Vice President described Dr. Mukherjee as a visionary leader, renowned educationist, and staunch patriot. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said Dr. Mukherjee dedicated his life to the country's development. He said that Dr. Syama Prasad Mukherjee's unwavering conviction, courage in public life, and commitment to national interest continue to inspire generations. India has welcomed the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, reached between the United States and Iran, addressing the 16th BRICS National Security Advisors meeting in New Delhi. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval said that the development will strengthen energy security around the world. He also welcomed the opening of the Strait of Hormuz and highlighted that it will help remove supply chain bottlenecks and address the shortages of commodities such as fertilizers and chemicals. India and the United States opened high-level trade talks today to salvage and recalibrate a proposed bilateral trade agreement after changes in U.S. tariff policy disrupted a framework negotiated earlier this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met United States Trade Representative Jamison Greer and U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore in New Delhi. Both sides are aiming to conclude an interim trade pact before the 24th of July, when Washington's temporary 10% cent tariff on imports from trading partners is set to expire. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at 18 premises in Chennai, Tiruchirappalli, Coimbatore, and Madurai in connection with the alleged teacher recruitment exam manipulation case. The Enforcement Directorate said the action is based on an FIR registered by the Central Crime Branch in the year 2017. It added that police had filed a charge sheet in the case in 2021. A three-member special investigation team probing the alleged anomalies in donations and offerings at the Ayodhya Ram Mandir has submitted its initial probe today. The report was submitted to Additional Chief Secretary, Home, Sanjay Prasad by SIT head Vijay Vishwas Pant, who is Commissioner of Lucknow. After submitting the report, SIT head Vijay Vishwas Pant said this is a preliminary report. The high-level panel was constituted by the state government to investigate alleged financial irregularities and misappropriation of funds. The team has submitted its initial course of the inquiry. Members of SIT questioned several suspects and Temple Trust officials over the past week. A joint team comprising experts from the Forensic Science Laboratory and members of the Special Investigation Team inspected the spot in Lucknow, where a massive fire claimed the lives of 15 people yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.